From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Open lines next hour. Lots to talk about. Well, another strange story coming out of Russia. Listen to this one. Russian news agencies are reporting that an unidentified flying object has fallen from the sky. The Russian news agency has reported that this flying object, whatever it may be, crashed into an area of Siberia. The crash, they say, caused a small forest fire. Now, don't get too excited when I use the phrase unidentified flying object. Could be anything. They just don't know what it is. They did say that no registered flights detected in the area at the time when the object crashed. They are sending a helicopter team to the scene. Companies here in the United States will need to keep track of all emails and instant messages and other electronic documents generated by their employees thanks to new federal rules that went into effect on Friday. The rules were approved by the Supreme Court in April. It's all because of terrorism and courts and litigation. So be careful. In Phoenix, Sky Harbor International Airport will test a new federal screening system that takes X-rays of passengers' bodies to detect concealed explosives and other weapons. The technology is called Backscanner. It's been around for several years, but it's not been widely used here in the United States as an anti-terrorism tool because of privacy concerns. The Transportation Security Administration, TSA, you see a lot of people with that on the back of their shirts, said it has found a way to refine the machine's images so that the normally graphic pictures can be blurred in certain areas while still being effective in detecting bombs and other threats. The season's first major snowstorm marched across the plains and Midwest on Friday, slopping up highways, shuttering schools, knocking out power to more than 2 million homes and businesses. 500,000 homes and businesses just in the St. Louis area, where I am right now. It's off to L.A. Monday. A plane skid off a runway in Chicago. At least 3 deaths blamed on the storm. And it continues moving through Illinois, Michigan, Wisconsin. 15 inches of snow reported in Peru, 80 miles west of Chicago, and Kenosha, Wisconsin, had more than 16 inches. I witnessed ice on trees, and they snapped those limbs. They fell. They would hit power lines, knock out power. Cable television systems are knocked out. Really incredible situation. Typhoon Durian may have killed now up to 400 people in the central Philippines after heavy rains and winds sent mud and boulders the size of cars crashing onto villages. Durian, which packed winds of up to 140 miles an hour, has moved now into the South China Sea after lashing the Philippines since early Thursday, expected to weaken into a tropical storm before hitting Vietnam. On Monday, we checked in with Art Bell, who, of course, lives in the Philippines, and he has been on generator power, but he hopes that everything will be fine for his Saturday-Sunday broadcasts. Potentially dangerous small space rocks are smashing into the moon a lot more often than was expected, according to an ongoing NASA study. They say that they've now seen 11, possibly 12 lunar impacts since they started monitoring the moon 1 year ago. They said that's 4 times more hits than our computer models predicted. If further study proves the pace to be accurate, it could figure into plans for putting people on the moon. A collision, they say, with a spacesuit or some kind of module, even from a small object, could be fatal. In England, a 4-year-old changed into his Power Ranger costume and attacked his family held up by an armed robber. Stevie Long sneaked out of the room while a robber was pointing a gun at his 5-year-old sister Mary and his mother Jennifer. Minutes later, he popped back into the room dressed as a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger. He had a plastic sword, and he was swinging it, saying, "Get away from my family." The robber and his accomplice simply took credit cards, jewelry, and cash, looked at the little 4-year-old, and left. Rosalie Bradford, who held records for being the world's heaviest woman and for losing the most weight, has died in Florida. She was 63 years old. At one time, Bradford weighed 1,050 pounds. That was back in January of 1987, according to the 1994 Guinness Book of Records. She lost 736 pounds to weigh 314 pounds. That was in September of 1992. She died in the hospital. Cause not known yet. The Stones, they call them. They're out in the middle of nowhere on a farm near Georgia State Highway. They were erected in 1980. We really don't understand by who or why, but it is very, very strange because they have strange messages on what is called the Georgia Guidestones. In a moment, a special guest, we will talk with John Connor about the Georgia Guidestones right here on Coast to Coast AM. He's a webmaster of the ResistanceManifesto.com. It's linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Author of the Resistance Manifesto, a book detailing the Illuminati's satanic plan for a global dictatorship led by the Antichrist. He made news from Iran to Pakistan to Rolling Stone magazine and the LA Times, a frequent guest on our friend Alex Jones's radio show. He's our guest this hour on Coast to Coast AM. Hello, John. How are you?
How you doing, George? Thanks for having me.
Good. My pleasure. March 22nd, 1980, these stones were erected in Georgia. Very strange, John. Absolutely bizarre. Who put them up there? Who funded this thing?
You know, that is the question. The Georgia Guidestones, for those who don't know, are an enormous, almost 20-foot-tall granite monument in this small little town, Elberton, Georgia. The commandments consist of 10 different languages, or 8 different languages, rather, and 10 different commandments. They were designed and paid for by an individual anonymously commissioning the stones, calling himself a pseudonym of R.C. Christian. I'll get into the meaning of his pseudonym in a moment. But what the Georgia Guidestones represent, George, are the Illuminati's Ten Commandments, a mockery of the Christian Ten Commandments. The first commandment on the stones is to maintain world population at 500 million. That's million with an M. Currently, world population is over 6 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And other commandments speak of creating a world court advising humans not to be a cancer on the earth. And they are, in a sense, the globalist Illuminati's Ten Commandments. And we know that population reduction has been a key issue and goal of the Illuminati for some time now. The individual who commissioned these stones came to the Elberton Granite Association back in 1979 and said that he wanted to create a monument for mankind and for the environment. And he said he wanted to do it anonymously. And a trust was set up, and this individual openly called himself R.C. Christian, a pseudonym, to the bankers involved, to the Elberton Granite Association. And this is not an inexpensive project. This monument must have cost tens of thousands of dollars. And this man, R.C. Christian, said that he represented a group of people that had a concern about the global affairs of planet Earth and wanted to set up a monument dedicated to their philosophy.
Why Elberton, John?
Elberton is the granite capital of the world. And to make some people, skeptics, think that this was a publicity stunt for the community and for the Elberton Granite Association, we believe that he set this up in this town specifically to create a double meaning. We know that the Illuminati likes to set up their calling cards in plain view, and only those in the know, only those enlightened and in on the secret are able to decipher the meanings of their monuments and of their symbols. And this is one more open Illuminati symbol that stands in a fantastic, beautiful field out where the public can go and view it. And here we have a monument calling for the population reduction of over 95% of the population. I find it fascinating, yet disturbing and disgusting.
I do too, John. You know, that's the number we've heard bantered around for a long, long time, that the globalists, the Illuminati, would love to get this planet's population reduced to this level. I find it very bizarre that we would find this on these Georgia Guidestones. What were some of the other commandments that are on the stones?
The second commandment is to guide reproduction wisely, and we know that this fits in with maintaining the population at a what they call a sustainable rate. And I want to touch on why they want to reduce the population, because the globalists, the Illuminati, think that all the work has been done. The infrastructure is built. The workers are unneeded anymore. They're not necessary. And so all they need is a maintenance force to keep things going the way that they're going. So they plan to wipe out most of the population through plagues, through a nuclear war in the future.
Now, and they think, you know, 6+ billion people, soon to go to 9 billion in the future, based on projections. They think that we're going to pilfer the rest of the resources on the planet. They want them for themselves.
Exactly. We are, as they call us in their own documents, useless eaters. And so the time is coming very soon when they're going to attempt to eliminate us in a massive global holocaust. The third commandment, George, is to unite humanity with a living new language, which is quite very, very bizarre. Other commandments speak about a world court. Avoid petty laws and useless officials, which would be an attempt to streamline the legal process so that the New World Order and the elite would be the ones that are making the decisions and deciding what is right and what is wrong. The final commandment goes on to say, be not a cancer on the earth, and it repeats itself, leave room for nature, leave room for nature. And this individual, the pseudonym R.C. Christian, is actually a symbolic reference to the Rosy Cross Christians, or Christian Rosenkreutz, the founder of the Rosicrucians, which is a secret society dating back hundreds of years, and it is a branch of the Illuminati, and is part of the global conspiracy, if you will. This individual also has published a book. It's out of print. I do have a copy of it. And in the book, he explains that he is, quote, warming up the hearts of our humanity and must be touched and warmed to welcome a global rule. He says that on page 6 of his book. And he also says that he gave hundreds of copies of his book outlining his philosophy and the organization that he represents, which is the Illuminati. He sent it to hundreds of politicians and influential figures in media and in business to help spread his ideas of what the Georgia Guidestones stand for.
And again, to those people who want to know a little bit about the Georgia Guidestones, we have a link to your website up there at coasttocoastam.com. We also have a feature article about these stones. They weigh 237,000 pounds. That's about 119 tons. Overall height, 19 feet 3 inches. Absolutely huge. Now, this happened in 1980, so 26 years ago. This individual might not even be alive anymore, John.
No, and what's also interesting is we know very well about Stonehenge and Easter Island and all of these other interesting aspects, that these interesting monuments that people have designed, the pyramids, it's all over A&E and the History Channel, Discovery Channel. But for some reason, the Georgia Guidestones is not known to the masses. And so I really appreciate you having me on, trying to get the word out here. Here we have in America people fighting to remove the Christian Ten Commandments from public view and from public property with such appalling commandments, George, as treating your neighbor like yourself and not to steal and not to covet your neighbor's wife. But apparently it's okay to have an enormous monument that calls to reduce world population and calls for a massive genocide of most of the world's population.
Is this land in Elberton public land that these stones are on?
It was owned. It was not public land. It's under the control of the Elberton Georgia Guidestone Trust. So the plot of land was sold to a trust that was set up specifically to fund and maintain the property and the upkeep of the stones.
Do we know who the executor of the trust might be?
That I don't know. That I do think is possibly public information. Now,
it should. It's probably some attorney somewhere.
People in the town of Elberton apparently seem to think that these stones are just okay, and it's a fun tourist attraction. And I don't know if they're not reading the First Commandment, if they're not reading that it's saying not to be a cancer on the earth. And also, what's interesting, touching on one of the commandments, talking about creating a new language, this individual in his book speaks of this new language and says that it should be designed so that humans can communicate with machines, and alludes to a type of a neural interface, which is, in a sense, a computer chip in your mind, connecting your brain to the computer, which is actually becoming very commonplace. And we've seen documentaries on the History Channel and all over television that show that human beings now are having computer chips implanted in their mind so that they can control the computer, they can surf the internet, and now they can actually control exoskeletons, electronic devices such as hands, electronic hands, motor, and wheelchairs.
Well, let's tear these apart, these commandments. We'll go from 10 all the way back up to 1, John. Let's try to do that this half hour, and then we'll take phone calls with you next half hour, if that's okay.
Sure.
Number 10, be not a cancer on the earth. Okay, to me it sounds like he's saying, you know, don't be a bad influence on the planet. Leave room for nature. Not a bad idea. So number 10 to me doesn't sound all that bad. How about you?
Well, I think it's almost insulting the human population. We do know that the globalists call us a cancer and call us the useless feeders. So, you know, I'm an environmentalist. I like the environment. I think that we should not destroy it with pollution and with useless shopping malls and transforming the forests into parking lots. Some of the commandments are fairly benign.
Number 9. Prize truth, beauty, love, seeking harmony with the infinite. That's okay.
That's not bad. But then we look at the double meaning of what is the infinite, and who is the infinite to the individuals. And we know the infinite to the Illuminati is Lucifer.
Let's go to number 8. Balance personal rights with social duties. It's a little vague. I don't see that as being bad. What about you?
Yeah, again, many of them are fairly benign. We can move to number 7, which on the surface seems like a good idea. Avoid petty laws and useless officials.
We all seem to be in favor of that on the face of it.
We do, but by eliminating, quote, petty laws, the New World Order could streamline the legal code, lending all power and interpretation to the individuals who hold the power. So we again have to be very careful with the semantics and with the interpretations of these commandments.
Number 6, and this is where we get into the globalist now, let all nations rule internally, resolving external disputes in a world court.
That's very clearly calling for a world court, for a global government, one world order. This chilling commandment overtly suggests the New World Order's court should control all matters that can't be distinguished. And when we know that the United Nations has been the birth of this, and now we see with September 11th, the New World Order is being pushed full steam ahead.
Number 5, protect people and nations with fair laws and just courts. On the face of it, I like that.
Again, but what is a fair law and what is just? I mean, we do know that Newt Gingrich now is calling for the elimination of the First Commandment, the First Amendment to the Constitution. So, again, it's all in the eye of the interpreter, because what's fair to one individual may be terroristic threats and hate speech to another.
Number 4. Rule passion, faith, tradition in all things with tempered reason. Yeah, that's kind of vague, I guess, but doesn't seem too damaging. How about you?
No, but again, I do know that in the future, Christianity will be deemed a heresy, and the Christians will be considered the outcasts. So by, quote, ruling their passion and their faith could ultimately lead to their beheading. Under the orders of the Antichrist.
Unite humanity with a living new language. I don't like that one.
That's quite bizarre. And for those who are Christians, we know that in the Bible it talks about the God separated mankind with multiple languages after the fall of the Tower of Babylon. So this goes again along with the theme of the Illuminati to try to restore Adam and Eve to the pre-fall state, back to their divine state of being. So this, again, is very, very dangerous.
I don't like number two, guide reproduction wisely, improving fitness and diversity. That one bothers me. That sounds kind of Hitler-esque. And then number one, maintain humanity under 500 million. We'll talk about that when we come back and take your phone calls with our guest John Connor as we talk about the Georgia Guidestones. Ah, yes, trees are down all around me. Power is out the most. But we continue to move on here at Coast to Coast AM. Back in a moment. John Connor is our guest. We'll take your phone calls. Now, John, there are some who say that the plan to maintain humanity under 500 million worldwide has started with AIDS by leaking it into society. What do you think about that possibility?
I do know there has been some research that it allegedly came from Fort Detrick, Maryland, as a biological weapon that was released on the public. I haven't done much research on that. It really wouldn't surprise me because we know that the elite attacks their own citizens in numerous cases, many even declassified. The Tuskegee incidents. I mean, we know that they've given LSD to unsuspected individuals in local pubs. They've injected people with syphilis. We know that governments have radiated their own citizens. We know that Adolf Hitler had people subjected to numerous appalling and disgusting and satanic tests for their own eugenics program. So this isn't just a theory. The eugenics program is real. Here on page 10 of this individual's book, which I was lucky to get a copy of, he says reproduction is no longer exclusively a personal matter. Society must have a voice and some power of direction in regulating this vital function. And what he's talking about here is forced sterilization to go along with his second commandment in this bizarre occult monument, George.
Interesting. Let's go to our first-time caller line. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi, George. Hi, John.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, it's a great show that you have, George. And, John, I want to say that I do respect a lot of the work you do, and you do have a lot of courage for the things you say. I guess I had more of a theological question. I can agree with a lot of the things you say, again, as far as in your book. Your points seem to be valid in many cases, but I guess I'm kind of confused, I guess, with the aspect of Christianity. I don't see how an all-knowing, all-powerful, all-loving God fits into the, I guess, how that piece of the puzzle fits into the scenario of the Illuminati and all these kind of elite groups. How is it that they are not affected at all? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, many researchers of the Illuminati and of the New World Order leave Christianity out and attempt to say that, well, I don't really get into the religious aspects of it. I get into the religious aspects of it. This is not only about 9/11 being an inside job. This isn't about the destruction of America and the decline of the dollar and the economy and creating the New World Order, one world government. This is a satanic plan to give birth to the Antichrist, and the globalists, the Illuminati, in their own books, will call the Antichrist the Christ, and believe that Lucifer is the good God, believe that the God that created us, the God of the Bible, call him the Lord, Jehovah, Adonai, Yahweh, whatever name you choose. These elite individuals believe that Lucifer will overtake him and dethrone the God of the universe. And so the reason I bring Christianity into this is because this is what this all is coming to, a global dictator, a Hitler-like figure who is a Satanist, who has been given all of this power and authority through the Luciferian secret societies, through the Skull and Bones Network, through the Freemasons, through the Council on Foreign Relations, through the Bohemian Grove. All of these organizations are giving birth to the global dictator who they're calling the Christ. And so that's why I bring Christianity into this. I believe that Jesus was the Christ. I follow the teachings of the Bible. Do unto others as you will have them do unto you. The Illuminati do not believe in an afterlife. They couldn't care less about treating their neighbor like themselves. They have a satanic philosophy, a satanic worldview, a predatorial mindset, if you will. And that is why I bring up these points. Does that answer your question?
Well, and also let me ask you this, John, if I can play the devil's advocate for a moment. Interesting phrase, choice of words, huh? With forced sterilization, I mean, here we are with, rampant explosion of population, with many children being born out of wedlock. I'm not preaching on this, but in so doing, it puts a strain on financing, because a lot of them are under aid. They're not getting, support from the father. Is forced sterilization, devil's advocate here, is it all that bad?
I would have to go with education, education being the key point there. I think a lot of these people make bad decisions because they're uneducated, they're ignorant. And again, let me tie the Bible into this. They're out of control. They do not know the rules of life. They do not know God's rules. And if they were following those rules, if they would study and try to obey those rules, we would not have these issues, I believe.
Next up, let's go to our wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast with us. Hi there.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Some of that stuff is sounding really good. And like you were saying about there are an awful lot of people and kids, a lot of kids are not treated very well. There's, so much abuse and what we're doing to the planet. And a lot of stuff on that stone, I don't know, it sounds better than what we got right now. I mean, I don't even know if my kids, the way things are going, they don't have much of a future. Nobody does, And it just, I don't know, to me the stones, the stuff on there sounds pretty good. And people that are educated, have been educated, and were godly people of all the religions, they haven't done too good a job either. And I mean, I love God, and I love what Jesus taught, but the stuff on those stones sounds good. And
okay, thanks. Appreciate you being a part of the program. This is interesting. If we were to take a real scientific poll, John, I wonder how many people would like those Ten Commandments. And if they do, what does that tell you?
I live in Southern California, and I always am faced with traffic and traffic jams, and I myself say it's too crowded, there's too many people out here. But I don't see exterminating billions of people as being the answer. I see the answer being education. And we know that the Hegelian dialect is at play here, so the Illuminati will create the problem and have their pre-planned solution ready to hand out and to pose as the saviors. So we do know that they cause the problems, then they have their pre-planned solution ready to roll, and that's the Hegelian dialect at work. So we have to be very careful when we start pointing fingers as to who or what is causing the problems.
Next up, we'll go to our other wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast with us. Hi there.
Hi. Jim here. And
hey, Jim.
Hey, I wanted to ask, how long have they been around, Illuminati, and the timeline, when they started really get going. And also something that just came to my mind, I think what we need is some sort of Illuminati deep throat, someone to spill the beans and maybe
somebody, yes. Somebody on the inside.
Yeah, someone who has, a conscience, is bothering them. You know, used to, and maybe even on your show, George, and I'll take your comments off the air.
Okay.
Well, we do know that, I mean, the Illuminati is a historical fact. Their public founding was May 1st, 1776, by Adam Weishaupt. We know that a decade or so later, he infiltrated Freemasonry and created what he called illuminated Freemasonry, as if Freemasonry wasn't already corrupt at the highest levels. Now the Illuminati Mafia infiltrated Freemasonry as what he called the perfect cover for their organization. This was in the late 1700s. We know that in 1832, the Skull and Bones, Brotherhood of Death, secret society was formed after the members were visiting in Germany and got authorization to create a branch of the Illuminati here in America some 100 years later. And we have the clear timeline of these organizations. And as their own occultists say, as their own philosophies say, the Helena Blavatsky's Secret Doctrine, Adolf Hitler's favorite book, says that they are Satanists. Alice Bailey says in The Externalization of the Hierarchy, which I would say is mandatory reading for Illuminati members, in a book that's, I would say, is in the Skull and Bones headquarters library, says that at the appropriate time, they will externalize the hierarchy, come out of the shadows, and announce their, quote, Christ, the global savior, a human being who has evolved into a god, who is Lucifer in the flesh. And they make no doubts about it that it is Lucifer. She says in her own book, Alice Bailey, Externalization of the Hierarchy, that it's Lucifer. Adolf Hitler's favorite book, is the book that inspired him to become what he became, said that he would become a Lucifer and the Christ. So this is not a, quote, conspiracy theory. The Illuminati is a very real organization that has existed for hundreds of years, and they do pop up their head, and we can see their events from time to time in the mainstream news.
Okay, let's go west of the Rockies. You're up with us on Coast to Coast. Hi there. Hello. Well, she's not there. We'll go to our next East of the Rockies line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi.
Hi, George. Hi, John. This is Phoenix.
Hi. Hi, Phoenix.
And, you know, it just seems like every time I turn on the radio, there's yet another depressing thing going on. And what seems so depressing about this, and particularly about, I'm still recovering from the election, actually. Because, like that nice young woman that was talking about how the things on the stones, the commandments, you know, sounded kind of nice. And there seem to be a lot of people that feel that way, and in particular about things that went on in the election, in real particular in Massachusetts. And I find that just terribly depressing. And, you know, I don't think I want to be here for this.
No, you can't just leave, Phoenix.
Well, you know, I've tried before, but I mean, I just, why?
Whoa, what do you mean? What do you mean you tried before?
Well,
tried what before?
Well, I've tried to leave before.
Well, Phoenix, okay. let me draw an analogy for you for some people that say, why bother learning about this? What's it going to do for us? I draw an analogy of when you're going to head out on a trip, you're going to go to work, you check the traffic report, you see if there's a traffic jam in a specific area. You can't stop the traffic jam. It's going to happen. It's already there. But at least if you see it, if you know about it, you're going to know a little bit a better way to navigate your way around. You're going to get to your destination a little bit sooner, a little bit easier, with a little bit less stress. Would you agree, George?
Absolutely.
But the destinations are all going to be changed.
Well, you're the one that's mapping out the destination, and you have to just realize that the global New World Order is not going to be a paradise on Earth. I mean, the Communist Manifesto said that they were going to eliminate all private property. The Communist Manifesto was a publication put forth by the Illuminati. So this is their goal, eliminate private property, turn you into a slave. And so by knowing these things, you're going to be able to make better decisions. By, you know, ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is fear. Ignorance is making the wrong decision. So you're better off and everybody's going to be better off, your friends, your family, if you know what is happening and why it's happening.
I think these commandments might be a trick, John, because on the face of it, they seem interesting enough, but then in reality, there's something deeper behind it.
Yeah, and they are, again, some of them are very benign. And who wouldn't want to avoid useless laws? You know, who wouldn't want to protect people with fair laws and just courts?
Avoid useless officials. We're all for that.
Yes, well, we do know that it's the doublespeak, and it's who's going to interpret it. And just like everything that they put forward, it seems like a good idea. Yeah, well, let's maintain world population. And I'm sure that Hitler had the great idea. Okay, we have the Jewish problem here. How are we going to do this? And so the Germans folks say, oh, yeah, let's just figure out how to fix the German problem. And then, oh, it's a final solution. That's going to be fantastic. And on paper, final solution, we're going to fix the problems. And that final solution in reality was the Holocaust and the genocide of millions of people.
Don't they have some kind of mandate on children in China? Unfortunately, I hate to think what the end result will be if you go beyond it.
Yeah, they do have, they already have the one-child policy.
What happens, though, if you have two? Do they fine you? Do they take the kid away and kill it? What happens?
You know, that I'm not sure. I would almost be afraid to see what happens.
I would agree with you.
I would suspect that the child or the parents may end up being unwilling organ donors in their mobile organ donor vans that have become very popular.
That you might be right about. First time caller line, you're up with us on Coast to Coast. Hi there. Hello.
You.
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Hey there. I used to live in Elberton, and I've been out to the Guidestones a lot in my time. And there's a hole that lines up with the stars at one point once a year. And I was just wondering if you knew what it was, because I never figured out what it was.
Yeah, there is a stone that lines up. There's a hole in one of the stones that lines
up. It's right in the middle, right?
With the North Star. Yes. An interesting aspect, since this caller lived in Elberton, he would be familiar. There's one more strange note about Elberton County's high school sports teams are called the Blue Devils. Just food for thought there, since we're speaking of an occult monument, George.
Yeah, I think you might be right there, John. It might be an occult monument. Those who are in the Illuminati tend to worship Satan, tend to worship evil. And again, I think these things come in strange ways. They tend to trick you, because really on the face of it, and I'm not talking about how you get to it, but on the face of it, all these commandments generally seem kind of intriguing, mm-hmm. maybe necessary for the survival of humanity. What they don't tell you is how they're going to implement it.
Mm-hmm. And on the surface, the Washington Monument seems like an ordinary interesting obelisk, but we know that there are double meanings for that also, as well as the street layout of Washington, D.C. itself, laid out specifically by Masons in an occult pattern, with the Pentagon all the way leading to the outline of the pyramids and the street layouts of the satanic pentagram, with the bottom point leading directly over President Bush's office at the White House.
Well, and again, on the face of it, one would think, okay, we want to reduce the world's population. We want to get it down to a manageable level. But if they said we're going to kill everybody in order to get there, I don't think a lot of people would support that then.
That amounts to genocide. I would be all for education, for, a Planned Parenthood type of an education program. Let's reduce teen pregnancy. Let's reduce unwanted pregnancies through education, through better decisions. Through contraceptives, through abstinence, if you will, but not certainly through the genocide, through wars, through bird flu, through AIDS viruses, whatever they may be planning for us.
Very good. John, thanks for being on the program. Appreciate it.
You got it. Power to the resistance, George.
John Connor, website on coasttocoastam.com. I'll be back in a moment. 3 hours now of open lines, a special hotline. I'll tell you about that too when we come right back. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM.